When I was a young girl, my mom gave me a card with that verse we heard from 2 Corinthians today on it. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The card had that verse on the front along with a picture of a butterfly, which is probably the most common symbol we have for making a complete 180-degree change. My mom shared with me that that verse helped her see that anyone can change. Anyone can shed their old selves and begin again. It helped her see that people of all backgrounds are equal because we're all made new through Christ, just like a butterfly is made new when it emerges from its cocoon. Butterflies are beautiful examples of change and hope for new life. But as you may know or imagine, the change from a butterfly or from a caterpillar to a butterfly is not an easy one. When a caterpillar turns into a butterfly, it digests itself using enzymes triggered by hormones before sleeping cells inside it, stem cells, grow into body parts that form the future butterfly. So if you thought your teen years and hormones were bad, be glad that you weren't a butterfly. All this is to say that things are hard. New things are hard. For something beautiful to be born involves struggle and pain. To add something new, something old often has to go. When we were at camp this week with our seventh graders, we played a great game where the girls were playing, the boys had to go do kitchen duty. But they were all in a circle, and they started out tossing these little bean bags to each other in a certain order, and they kept having to repeat that order. And then their counselor added in another bean bag, so there were two bean bags flying around the circle. Then she added in a third and made them do it in reverse order. So two going forward, one going back. Then she added a hula hoop that people had to pass along and jump through as they were tossing their bean bags. Then she added a Bible that they had to pass to each other and say, "You are a loved child of God." Does this kind of sound familiar to anybody? Do you ever feel like your life is kind of like that, where you're juggling things and new things are coming in? This camp game was to show them how hard it is to focus on God's word when we have so many other things that we're trying to do and juggle. Today at Grace, we celebrate a new church building, but it hasn't come to us without struggle or loss or a lot of craziness. Many people have given countless hours, made financial commitments and sacrifices, and now we have this beautiful, incredible building. It's kind of like our butterfly after our chrysalis of plywood walls and dust and cold and cramped space, and all those other side effects of construction. So we have this beautiful new building, but in a way, our invitation to be transformed and changed is just beginning. Because there's still some things that we have to let go of. There's still some things that have to die to us to become new. We have to get used to how different this building is. We have to figure out how it works. We have to find our way around. We have to get used to this, to bigger heating bills, to bigger mortgage, all of those kinds of things. We have staff changes with Aim Ruth's retirement and Jim along with her leaving Grace. We have to let go of that old way. We have to let go of them and embrace our new staff. We have to let go of sometimes being comfortable. There's going to be new things happening, new people, and that might shake things up for us. But we have to be willing to roll with that and to change. We need to share our ministry with each other and also with our community to welcome in these new things that we are so looking forward to having. It will require compromise on our part sometimes. We have to let our old identity go and to make room for God to do something new in our church and in our own lives as well. If we were worshiping outside today, it would be a great day to think about God as our creator, but I'm so glad we have these lovely windows where we can see out into God's beautiful creation every week. As we know in the Bible, God made this whole world out of nothing. The earth was a formless void, the Bible says, and that is where God began. The first day, God created the light and the dark, and God said, "The light is good." On the second day, God separated the waters, and it says the waters below and the waters above. On the third day, God made the land and the seas and the vegetation, and God said, "This is all good." On the fourth day, God made the sun and the moon and the stars, and God said those were good as well. On day five, God created the fish and the birds that we heard about how God provides in our children's message. And God said, "Be fruitful." And God blessed them. And God said, "They are good too." On the sixth day, God made the animals. And on the same day, God made us as well. God said, "Let us make humans in our image, male and female, created in God's image." And God blessed us and told us to multiply and gave us responsibility and reign over the creatures of the world. God said he gave us good plants and fruit for food, but God said nothing about eating animals. Pretty interesting. But God also, on that day, looked at his creation and said, "This is good." And then, on the seventh day, what did God do? Rested, right? I had some time to think about rest and creation at confirmation camp this week when I was up at Pine Lake in Waupaca. It's a beautiful camp. If you've never been there, you should go. But there was a lot of wind sweeping over the waters. There was a little time to relax and enjoy some coffee in the morning out in God's creation. But I thought a lot about the Holy Spirit while I was there and how God is coming to us through the wind of the Spirit to make us all new, to show us that we are his good creation and to move us in his ways in the world. There's something about being a part of God's creation that's really reassuring to me, knowing that we are a part of God's family, that we're created in God's image, and that God put us in this world because he wanted us to, and he thinks that we are all good. If you're having a bad day this week, I encourage you to go out into God's world. Sometimes getting out into creation helps me realize how small I am, makes my problems seem smaller too. It reassures me to know that if God can make this big, amazing, complicated world, then God can handle my problems too. If God can take care of the sunflowers and the fish and the cows and the birds, God will look after us too. Take some time this week. Hopefully it won't be raining. But rain is also good too. It can remind us of our baptisms. But take some time to go out into God's creation and to give thanks for that and to ask God's help with all your problems. And as you walk or drive or whatever you do, look around and look for something new that you've never noticed before, whether it's a different kind of tree or flower or a new park you go to. Look for new life in God's world. And as you see those things, think about what would new life look like for you in your life. Would it be a new thing for you to set your worries down before God, as we heard about in the gospel lesson? Because it won't change anything anyway. Would it be a new thing for you to trust that God will provide for you no matter how much you have, and that to know it will be enough? Would new life for you be stopping to think and hear about opposing viewpoints, maybe taking some deep breaths and taking in some new information in a calm way? We tend to get kind of riled up these days, don't we? Or maybe new life for you would be speaking your mind because you've never done that before. Or maybe it would be taking on the powers of the world that want to destroy us through violence or oppression. Maybe it would be speaking out or standing up for yourself or for others, even if your voice shakes and your knees wobble, because you know that this is what God has called you to do. Would new life be putting somebody else ahead of yourself? Or would it be taking some Sabbath time, some rest time for yourself? Would it be giving up something in your life that's taking too much of your time away from seeing God in this beautiful world? Maybe new life would be reconciling with someone who's hurt you, or saying goodbye to something that's become too painful for you to bear for one more minute. The Apostle Paul wrote, "If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new." No matter what God is calling you to in this life, if you go with Christ, you'll be made new. God renews his creation, God renews the church, and God renews us too. Let's join together in our new church building as God's new creation, filled with new life in Christ, our Redeemer, our Lord, and our brother. Amen.